It took Holly 6 minutes to finally finish the level of the game she'd been playing on her phone in the school cafeteria, a game she'd been addicted to for the past week. She sighed, turning her phone off and tossing it down on the table next to her tray. Wade nudged her foot underneath the table. Holly turned towards him, a small frown on her face.
"What's wrong?"
he asked. "I'm awful at that game." Levi snatched the phone from where it rested next to her, opening it up to the game again.
"Oh, come on. You weren't dead last."
He shrugged, sliding it back to her.
"You could have done worse."
Holly frowned.
"I'm penultimate."
She didn't usually like to use such obscure words, but she'd discovered it in a book she'd recently read and was having fun throwing it into any conversation she could. Levi blinked slowly and then threw his hands up in the air, looking appalled.
"Yes, you are!"
He held his hand out for a high five. Holly blinked.
"You don't know what it means, do you?"
She hoped he didn't, or else he had some interesting views on life. Or maybe he was just skilled in the art of making people feel better about themselves.
"Of course I know what it means," he defended, crossing his arms. "I'm friends with you."
He smoothed down the front of his shirt, brushing away some crumbs.
"I would love it if you shared with us," she gestured towards Wade.
"I'll bet he doesn't know what penultimate means." Wade was about to open his mouth to respond when Holly kicked him under the table.
"Play along," she urged in her mind.
When he answered, she was relieved.
"She's right, Levi. But I'd sure like to know, if you'd tell me."
He gave Levi a large grin. Levi lifted his chin, looking for all the world like a scholar, and then said,
"It means winner."
He cringed as he sat back in his seat, as if instinctively knowing that wasn't the right answer.
"Not at all," Holly smiled, fighting back a laugh.
"Loser?" Levi asked.
"You weren't completely wrong," Holly told Levi.
"Really?" he beamed. Someone sat down at their table, dropping their tray loudly.
"It means next to last. It's like being a slightly better loser," the girl said.
Levi's eyes flashed with surprise at the new appearance. Wade and Holly looked at each other and then back at the girl. Holly had never seen her in school before. She had red hair that fell to her elbows, green eyes, and the most freckles Holly had ever seen on someone's face. The girl stuck her hand out to Levi, waiting for him to shake it. When he had, she introduced herself.
"I'm Lydia, your local new kid."
Her eyes stuck on Levi's, and she still wouldn't let go of his hand. She raised her eyebrows, urging him to speak.
I'm Levi.
"Levi? What do you say we go out this weekend? Get to know each other, maybe?"
Levi snorted, wrenching his hand free.
"You're not my type."
Lydia's face fell, and she inched a little further away from him.
"What? Is it the hair? The freckles?"
Holly scooted closer to the table, leaning over to murmur,
"It's actually your gender."
Lydia's head tilted in confusion before she realized the meaning of what Holly had said.
"Sorry, but there's a table of eligible boys over there, if you're still looking," Holly said.
Lydia waved a hand in the air.
"No way. The gay best friend thing is way cooler."
"Sorry,"
Levi shrugged, pointing toward Holly with his thumb.
"I'm Holly's."
Lydia's eyes fell on Holly's, sitting directly across the table from her.
"That would be you?"
Holly smiled somewhat apologetically.
"Guilty as charged."
She pointed to the right of her.
"And this is Wade."
Holly inched slightly closer to him, hoping the new girl wouldn't ask Wade to go somewhere with her this weekend. She knew he'd say no, but it might make Lydia feel awkward around Holly. Or vice versa.
"I guess I'll have to settle with 3 friends instead of 1 boyfriend on my first day, huh?"
She shrugged, picking up an apple slice from her tray of food before biting into it.
"That seems like a fair trade."
"Trust me,"
Levi scoffed as he stole a fry off of Lydia's tray.
We're much better than a boyfriend.